This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. At least four people have been shot dead during protests in Myanmar. The violence comes as security forces continue their crackdown against dissent following last month's military coup. Two of the victims were killed Sunday in Yangon, the country's largest city. One of them was shot in the head and another was shot in the abdomen, according to local media covering the demonstrations in Lang Tharyar Township. A third person died in the northern city of Pokhant when police fired into a crowd of anti-coup protest demonstrators. A fourth victim, a woman, died after being shot in the head in Mandalay, the country's second largest city, as security forces were conducting clearance operations. The independent UN human rights expert for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said last week that credible reports indicated that at least 70 people had died so far in the protests and cited growing evidence of crimes against humanity by the military. Other unofficial but carefully compiled tallies put the number of deaths since the coup at around 90. Central African Republic voted at heavily guarded polling stations in a second round of parliamentary elections Sunday. The voting comes after rebel violence marred December's polls. Voting started smoothly with just slight delays across the capital, Bangui, according to the electoral body. Small lines of residents could be seen waiting to vote as large numbers of police and gendarmes stood by. Authorities are anxious to avoid a repeat of the turmoil surrounding December's vote when President Faustin Archange Touadéra won re-election. This is VOA News.